Nationwide, prescription drug robberies have increased 80% in only 4 years. Steve Lucan, director of the Iowa Office of Drug Control Policy, says more pharmacists and doctors are participating in Iowa's prescription drug monitoring program to prevent criminals from getting their hands on prescription painkillers, which can go for big money on the street. Lucan says emergency rooms around Iowa are also becoming more strict with the pain medications they prescribe.
I think you're seeing the healthcare industry tighten that part of it up quite a bit, which probably does then mean there are a few who are willing and brazen enough to go to the next step, which is actually breaking into a pharmacy and obtaining the drugs that way.
This month alone in Des Moines, there have been at least two dramatic pharmacy robberies. In one case, a man rammed his vehicle into a building to gain entry to a pharmacy and take at least $2,500 worth of oxycodone and hydrocodone. In another case, a man was captured on a Walgreens surveillance camera climbing over the pharmacy counter, displaying a knife to employees, and leaving with prescription drugs. Radio Iowa, I'm Pat Curtis.